A few minutes later, I heard footsteps on the path. I withdrew my right hand from under my coat and gripped the pepper spray. I kept my right hand on it, but slid the canister under my leg where the man wouldn't be able to see it when he approached.
"There you are,"
the man said, his voice low and friendly as if he'd just discovered the hiding spot of a child in a game of hide-and-seek. He held his rifle loosely in his right hand, apparently judging I was not a risk to him and was in no condition to flee again through the underbrush.
"I hit you," he said.
He bent down to take a closer look at the damage his bullet had inflicted on my shoulder. This was it, my one chance to survive. I waited until his face drew within 2 feet of me, pulled the can of pepper spray from beneath my leg, and pushed the nozzle. I sprayed directly into his eyes. The man stumbled backward, his left hand on his face, his right hand still clutching his rifle.
"What the?"
he screamed.
"What did you do?"
He struggled to breathe and fell forward onto the ground. I hadn't yet formulated Part B of my escape plan because I didn't think I'd succeed with Part A. I needed to do something. I wasn't sure how long the effects of the bear spray would last, but I recalled Jeff telling me they last several minutes. I pushed myself to my feet. Unfortunately, the old pilot had fallen on his rifle and seemed to be clutching it. I continued down the trail toward my tent and my own rifle. Burning pain coursed through my body, and spots danced in front of my eyes. My feet felt like concrete blocks, and I had trouble lifting them. I hoped I didn't have to go far. I walked several more steps to a point where the trail divided, and I realized the trail snaking to the left was the one I'd followed in my search for more bones. I saw my small camp shovel stuck in the ground at the fork in the trail where I'd left it a few hours earlier. I knew where I was now, and I still had too much ground to cover before I reached my tent. At my best, I could cover the distance to my tent in a few minutes, but with my gunshot wound, I didn't think I could make it that far. I pulled the shovel from the ground and retraced my steps to where the pilot lay writhing on the trail. When I reached him, he lay hunched on the ground, head in his hands, and his rifle still underneath his body. I didn't know how much damage I could inflict with waning strength and only one good arm, but I lifted the shovel with all my might and brought it down on his head. His body relaxed, and his moaning stopped. The barrel end of the rifle protruded from under his body. I pulled on it until it was free. I crawled several feet away from the man and sagged against an alder. My next goal was to remain conscious.